Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right now, I'm on this.
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for sticking with us on this Wednesday morning. 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line if you would like to weigh in on anything. Still from the State House and Montgomery, but we are very pleased to be joined by phone. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, as I like to call him, Coach. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Jeff. That's a great song, by the way. That's a good way to bring us in. You know, up here in D.C., you don't hear that song very often. But doing well. Just left a breakfast with some leaders from our ag group down in Alabama. They're up here for a leadership conference and had breakfast with them. Now heading to a conference with Secretary Austin, the Defense Department, and Secretary of State Blinken. Hopefully they'll give us some insight of all this mess that's going around the world and Ukraine and Afghanistan. So just another day up here on the hill.
Yeah. Well, the Ukraine situation, talk me through that. You know, a lot of people think it's maybe a mountain being made out of molehill to distract from some of the other things going on. You know, it seems like everything that sometimes the Biden administration does is a distraction, but what's your take on what's going on there?
Well, it's been very clumsily handled by the administration. And, you know, I hate to say that. You know, I'd love to say, man, they've done a great job. But you know, they can't make a decision. And, you know, leadership is supposed to be in decision-making. And we seem to put things off and make things worse as time goes. You know, we've talked about this before. I was in Ukraine about 4 months ago and had lunch with President Zelensky over there. And he basically said then, you know, at that time, even, you know, they were losing hundreds a week from snipers, from Russians on the other side of the border. And it was a mess at that time. But since then, you know, Putin has put a lot of people on the border and made it worse. But he told us then we just need support with maybe weapons and moral support. We don't need troops. You know, we want to defend our own country. And we just can't get that in their head. Hey, just help them out as the rest of the countries and stay out of the way and let happen what happens. But you know, this administration tends to just drag its feet and matters gets worse.
Yeah, you know, and they send the wrong cues, I think, a lot of times, particularly while we got you talking on these issues, China and the China situation there, Olympics about to happen. Kind of give us an idea of your whole view on how that is being handled.
Well, you got to look at it in two ways. You know, Russia just wants to have status in the world, and they want to regain some of their land and be the old USSR. That's what Putin wants to do. China wants to control the world. And so you got two different scenarios that we've got to be on top of. And I was in Taiwan just a few months ago, had lunch with the president of Taiwan. And they've got problems. You know, China says that Taiwan belongs to them. They're one of their parts of their republic. And Taiwan says, no, we're not. And so we'll see what happens after the Olympics. Obviously, there's not anything going to happen there, but just consistently, China flies jets over their country, and they get out of bounds with that. They have boats all around encircling their small island of a country, and I think there's 27 million people there. But the thing that they do is they control a very high number, Jeff, of the semiconductors, which go into cars and anything that has an on and off switch. And we buy a lot of them from them. And we've got to catch up in that area here in the country. But right now we've got to help Taiwan be able to defend themselves.
Hey, one more question on China before we move on. It's just always this discussion about a kind of an odd relationship between the Biden family and China. And you got to wonder, like, is that influencing U.S. policy toward China? You know, does that maybe that make a calculation where they're going to take a different approach? Well, what do you think? That ought to warrant a congressional investigation at some point.
Well, there's no doubt about that. It should have already happened. There's no doubt that Hunter Biden, the son, traveled many times over to Ukraine and Hungary and a lot of the Eastern European countries, Russia, and made some business deals and was making money. and they hit it during the election. Now it's more of it's coming out. You don't know a lot of it about it right now. Hopefully there is some investigation, but you know, when your dad's sitting president of the United States, everything moves very slowly, but it'll eventually come out. Things will shake out, but we're just hope it's not affecting the decisions made in the Biden administration when it comes to Russia, when it comes to Ukraine, when it comes to China. There does not need to be a conflict of interest there, because if it is, it could put not just some of those countries in harm's way, it could put us in harm's way. So hopefully we're making the decisions for the right reasons.
Coach, let's move to something that hits a little closer to home here for us down in South Alabama. The cancellation of these offshore drilling contracts, it just everything the Biden administration has done has really put a lot of pressure, upward pressure on fuel prices, and that has an impact on the economy as a whole. But maybe it's compounded here by when you start trying to cancel these contracts on federal land. I mean, it does have an impact on our neck of the woods.
Oh, it's going to be a big impact. And, you know, there's been a war on oils ever since Biden got in on January 20th last year. Prices have gone sky high. It affects everything that we do in this country. We could be energy independent as we were under Trump. We could be exporting oil, making money. But Biden has done just the opposite, closed our pipelines down. Now he's closing down 80 million acres of oil and gas leases in the Gulf of Mexico. And the state of Alabama gets residuals off of that gas and oil that comes out of the ground. So not just us, but Louisiana and Texas. To me, it's just absolutely amazing how this guy can come in 1 year and pretty much single-handedly, on just the decisions he's made, destroy our energy supply. And it can't continue. If it does, it's going to put us in not just trouble in terms of economically, Jeff, it's going to hurt us with national security. This Ukraine deal is all about oil. It's all about oil and gas, you know, coming from the pipeline, the Nord Stream 2, to Germany. Germany is in NATO with us. They're close, supposed to be a close ally, but under President Trump, they let this go through. President Trump fought it every day. And now President Biden has allowed this pipeline to continue to run. He changed President Trump's orders. And so that's put us in a bind with Russia making money and us losing money here. And it's just, it's a sad state of affairs, just totally opposite of what any Republican decision would ever have been made about oil and gas. But they're all about climate change. They're all about some things that sometimes you can't figure it out. But we're all about saving our country and the world. But when you're destroying it in other fashions, purposely, then something's got to be done.
Well, it's like you said, John Kerry has a big kind of role in influencing President Biden, it seems, and they may not publicly cheer what's going on with gasoline prices, but behind the scenes, this is kind of what they wanted. They wanted to push Americans away from gasoline and solar panels or whatever else, the alternative, so-called alternative energy policies they want to promote.
Yeah, these alternative energy policies are 5% of our energy supply. The rest of it's going to be nuclear, oil, gas, and it's not going to be wind and solar. You can't get enough energy from that, but it's just that you can't get it through their skulls that what they're doing is detrimental to everybody in this country and the free world. But they're pumping up Russia. They're pumping up China. They're pumping up Iran. Iran, they're over trying to make a deal with Iran right now and let them continue to make their nuclear bomb. They do that, it makes the whole world, a much scarier place. So there's a lot of things going on right now. John Kerry is an unelected official that was a senator here with Joe Biden. And John Kerry, I don't know what his motive is, but somebody needs to be over there and speaking in American voice, with a huge American voice, with the taxpayers of this country, instead of for just a few people.
Last question, we'll get you out of here on this. I want to get your comment on Title IX and the way what the NCAA, what the Biden administration is doing, just flies in the face of that longstanding regulation with the transgender athletes. And you have some insight into this, having been a coach at a lot of different levels.
Oh, yeah. 40 years I coached, and I saw women's athletics, girls' athletics really boom. You know, in the 70s when Title IX started and I started my coaching, only 3-5% of the high school girls actually participated in sports. Now we have a huge majority of the girls that play some kind of sports in high school, and it develops young women, and it gives them an opportunity to compete and earn scholarships. There used to be not any scholarships for women's sports in colleges. Now it's gone up 60%, and it's just amazing what it's done for women and girls, and it gives them the opportunity to compete and grow and learn things. You know, it was all men's sports was the only thing going until Title IX. Now, the same people that put Title IX together are the ones that are trying to let a handful of these young boys or young men say, oh, I want to compete in women's sports. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And the NCAA won't stand up and up for the young girls and the young women in these colleges. It's just absolutely insane what they're doing. And, you know, if they want to play sports, you know, have their own league. But we cannot allow them to tear Title IX down like they're going to if we continue going this direction. I'm really disappointed in the NCAA not making a decision on their own. They just kicked the can down the road. We don't want any lawsuits. Hey, you got to stand up for what you believe in. And the NCAA used to believe in women's sports and men's sports and competition and fairness, but there's no fairness in this. You know, if you put a 170-pound kid out there and competing in the swimming pool against a 90-pound girl in women's sports, I mean, it's an obvious difference. Now, you can't get away from that. And you know, I'm sick and tired of hearing about people making excuses. There's no excuse here. You're either boy or girl. Your body is different, and fairness needs to be in everything that we do, especially sports, where they learn a lot of different things.
Coach, you've been very kind to come on this morning, and I know you gotta get moving, but let's do this again soon.
All right. Thanks. Yep.
Thank you. That was U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville there on the program. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. This I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me. Raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and the radio world. But I'd like to see some.